This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Meredith Turk. A group of Columbia organizations and activists are promoting sustainable and organic agriculture to improve community health and environment. The Columbia Climate Change Coalition, part of People's Visioning, met Thursday to discuss ways to improve the environment. Panelists agreed that organic practices not only help improve people's health, but organic farming will also help cut down air pollution. Organic farmer Dan Pugh spoke about the direction he believes organic agriculture is headed.
I think the largest growing segment is in the young population as they learn more, as it's out more in the media, as the results, we're finding out more of the effects of chemicals on health.
People's Visioning will hold small group sessions throughout the rest of the summer. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is getting mixed reviews in an audit release today. Marshall Griffin tells us the law enforcement agency is being criticized for spending $5.6 million on a new plane.
State Auditor Tom Schweik says they asked the Highway Patrol for an analysis into why a new plane was needed, but were not provided one.
They said they needed a new plane for elected officials, but there's really only one elected official that uses the plane. That's the governor.
Highway Patrol officials dispute that part of the audit, saying they conducted a thorough analysis before buying the King Air 250 last December. The Associated Press found that Governor Nixon was the only state official to use the new plane during the first 3 months of this year. Schweik praised the patrol, though, for its handling of school bus safety inspections in the wake of a 2010 crash involving two school buses in Franklin County in which two people were killed. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Attorney General's office has settled three lawsuits it filed against three separate phone companies it accused of, quote, cramming its customers. Cramming is the practice of levying unauthorized charges to customers' phone bills. Joe Bimbenthal heads the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Bureau. He says the companies not only crammed their customers, but also failed to provide services they had promised. Bimbenthal says three companies have agreed to fully refund their customers in Missouri. He advises customers to check for unauthorized charges on their phone bills. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon vetoed legislation today that would have required public employees to give annual written consent before union dues could be deducted from their paychecks. Nixon said the bill would have placed what he called unnecessary burdens on public employees for the purpose of weakening labor organizations. Nixon says the bill would have unfairly singled out one group of workers. He noted it would not have imposed similar requirements on other automatic paycheck deductions. The bill also would have required public employee unions to get annual written permission to use dues for political purposes. Republican lawmakers who supported the bill said it would have protected the rights of individual union members. As Nixon announced the veto, he also signed eight other bills into law today. The signed bills include one that will allow relatives and guardians of foster children to begin receiving adoption subsidies. The U.S. Army announced today it will eliminate 885 positions at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri as part of its plan to restructure its bases in the U.S. The Army says it was necessary to reduce its numbers by 80,000 active duty members over the next 4 years because of sequestration cuts. The plan is to bring its number of active duty personnel down to almost 500,000 by 2017. The Army says the reductions at Fort Leonard Wood will come through the inactivation of an engineer battalion headquarter, two horizontal construction companies, a BSB maneuver enhancement brigade, and a vertical construction company. This is a smaller reduction for Fort Leonard Wood than was expected. In January, a report estimated the reduction of almost 4,000 positions at the base. For KBIA News, I'm Meredith Turk.